going to be a number of new faces. There's probably one or two faces that were there before that maybe haven't been involved in the last year, 2 years, have come back in. And we're geared towards the McKenna Cup at this stage and looking at introducing some new players to competitive activity in the McKenna Cup. And it's a three-pronged approach in terms of the McKenna Cup, the National League, and then the ultimate aim and the goal has to be a championship and a running Ulster championship. And that kicks off on the 13th of May.
Yeah, you mentioned a couple of players that were absent in the last season or so. I presume that's Oran McNeilis and Liam McClune, is it?
Yeah, both of those guys are back in and training. Yeah, Liam and Oran McNeilis. Along with a number of younger lads that have been probably there with me through the 21s, like Steve McMenamin, Tony McLanahan, Steve McBrady are back in training with us. And then there's a number of new lads that haven't been in before or haven't been involved for a number of years. Kieran McGinley's in there training, Kevin McBrady. You've Gary Merritt and Alan Lyons. Also, probably an interesting was Nathan Mullins, son of Brian Mullins, who's had a very, very good couple of years in the middle of the park for St Vincent. So, an opportunity to see how he's performing.
Yeah, and he qualifies because he was born in Donegal, was it, or lived in Donegal?
Yeah, he was born in Donegal, and he also played underage for Donegal, and was involved in 2010 for Jim McGuinness in the under 21 campaign, and then he's been playing with St Vincent's ever since. But now it's an opportunity. I saw him play a couple of times for Vincent's throughout the year, and the reports coming from Dublin was that he was performing at a high level, and he actually made the Dublin club team in the championship there. Himself and James McCarthy was a midfield pair, so it's an opportunity for him. He's 26 years of age now, at a stage where he knows this is probably last chance, and he's really, really wanting to give it a big go. And yeah, it's let's see where that takes us. And as I say, it's interesting times, exciting times.
You're back in training. How is training going? What's the regime at the moment?
Yeah, we're training. The boys are in the gym and 2 or 3 days a week, and we're on the park another 3 days. So yeah, it's pretty full, hands on, a lot of work going on. And this is a time of year where you just lay those foundations in terms of that fitness, that real fitness base, and that's what we're looking at. And hopefully moving into the real playing season then, that injury prevention, and that you can have a free run of injuries, and hopefully that'll be the case. But as I say, once you hit January the 3rd and the first McKenna Cup match against Queens, then the games they'll come ticking fast.
Yeah, and in terms of the older players, sometimes they have been rested and maybe given an easier hope to bring them back maybe later in the season. Is everybody back training, or is still some taking it a little easier than others?
Some are doing a bit of rehab work, some are doing gym work, they're not all park or back on the park yet. They will be in the next number of weeks. And listen, we've got to manage, especially the more senior players, we've got to make sure that as I say, the target I have from our point of view, yeah, we have to be competitive, we want to stay in Division 1, but ultimately the goal is made it the first round of the Ulster Championship and to get a run in the Championship. So we've got to make sure when it comes to May the 13th, all of those players, including the more senior lads and the rest of the squad, are fresh and ready to go to give us a sustained run in the Championship.
And always to do well and win the Ulster Championship is always the ultimate goal, but I suppose that even become a run in the Ulster Championship now even becomes more important given this new Super 8 structure.
That's very important, Tom. When we have the say, the Super 8, it has to be the place that you have to be in. We want to be there, and we will be having in our power to get there. Now, one way to get there is to win the Ulster title, and that's going to be very, very difficult. A number of very good teams in Ulster. It's still the most competitive provincial championship of them all, and we'll have to do it the hard way from the preliminary round, which starts, I say, against Cavan on the 13th.
Season starts on the 3rd of January against Queens and Ballybuffet. What's the plan for the McKenna Cup?
Yeah, listen, the plan is to be, as I say, we want to win matches no matter what. We want to build a bit of confidence within the group of players that are there. There will be new lads coming into it. There will be it'll be a relatively young team, I would say. You're talking about average age maybe about 22, 20, 23 years of age, which can be a very, very young team. But also I know these players, and as I say, it's another step up for them. And those guys that can survive it at that level, the McKenna Cup, will be the guys that will be taking part then performing in the National League, and that's got to be our target.
Are we going to see any of the more senior players in the McKenna Cup?
Possibly not too many of the more senior. There will be a number of lads that have been around this county scene for the last number of years, the likes of Keelan Ward and the likes of Eamon Doherty, Marty Riley, Mark Antony, will all be involved. Oran McNeilis will be coming back in from, so you'll see those guys in the McKenna Cup.
Yeah, and obviously you will want to get them games as well, because you have a seriously tough opening to the National League. Kerry away the first day, Galway at home, and Dublin away, first three games, baptism of the fire.
Absolutely, and as I say, it's going to be difficult. We know that, and we're preparing as best we can for that. Kerry and Dublin away, two really the top two, three teams in the country. Dublin probably have gathered a march on most teams at this stage, and really it's just like a machine, to be quite honest. And Galway, Kevin Walsh has brought in Paddy Talley, top class coach, who was long Mickey Hartman, the one that first All-Ireland coached St Mary's to the Sigerson earlier on this year, and that's probably a big coup for Galway, having Paddy Talley coming in. And as I say, we know what Kerry brings to the table, and it's always a difficult place to go down to Killarney, so it's a really really tough opening, but listen, it's one that we're looking forward to.